Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When investment performance matters, make sure your pension is with Zurich. Visit Zurich.ie and find out more.
Now, I wonder, do you cheer on your children or your grandchildren at the sidelines? Have you experienced adults shouting and swearing at matches when there are young children around? As team sports get more competitive at an earlier age, are some parents ruining it for everyone with aggressive behaviour? Well, Jen Hogan has written all about this in her column in the Irish Times today. She joins us now to discuss it. Jen, you might tell us your experience, your own experience first.
Yeah, I suppose, Sarah, I've been going to children's matches for years now. My eldest is 22. So for a long time, I've been at some pitch side or other. And just as over the last couple of years, it's become much more noticeable how more aggressive parents are becoming. It's certainly something I've spoken to other parents about too. So it's not just unique to the teams that my children are in. And it's something that's really off-putting. I used to always lament the idea that we didn't have enough parents to kind of carpool and share trips to different matches. But now I wouldn't actually feel comfortable with them attending matches without either myself or my husband there, just in case there was aggressive scenes again on the sidelines, which just seem to be so commonplace, particularly as children get a little bit older, head into the teen years and maybe even in the pre-teen years too.
And children generally themselves would be enjoying the match, you know, maybe not taking it that awfully seriously. It's the adults taking it much more seriously.
Far too seriously, absolutely. And I had one parent report to me that another parent was annoyed that their son had been taken off a match in the middle of a friendly match, that the adult felt it wasn't appropriate and so went for a coach. And we hear stories of refs being abused and awful aggressive swearing. It's not even just the swearing, it's the aggression and the way it's directed at small children and at teenagers too, who are effectively just children. They might look older, but they're still children trying to enjoy their sport, perhaps a little bit self-conscious or self-aware. And then you have these adults really aggressively shouting at them. It also spills over onto the pitch, where you have maybe team players from the opposite team thinking, okay, we've got our adults behind us, we can also give grief back here too, and they are completely losing the plot and ruining it altogether for children.
And they're all just mimicking, aren't they? Children mimic the adults, and then I think sometimes adults mimic kind of professional matches, don't they?
Absolutely. And I mean, I only saw that recently. I took one of my little boys to the Ireland-Netherlands match. And look, it was brilliant. And most of the crowd were amazing. But there was a cohort there that were shouting abuse at the Dutch players, that were gesturing, making the old familiar hand signals that you'll know they make at players. Yeah, lines up banker and having a go at the players on the pitch. And you're just going, seriously, we're at a game. Everybody should be here to enjoy it. And I am not somebody who's easily fazed by swearing. I would love to claim that my children never hear swear words or anything like that. I'm not easily fazed at all. But it's the aggression, and then we just see it replicated as people think this is the way we should behave. This is what passion is. The kind of confusing passion or unacceptable behaviour.
I mean, should the referee have a special red card or a heap of them for parents? Off the sideline,
oh,
red
to see
card.
It. I would love to see it. I'd love to see
it.
I would pay to see that. That would be brilliant. And you know what? Maybe that's what we need. Maybe we need to have parents sent off from the sidelines, and perhaps then they'd learn to behave and we'd have children's sports properly supported as they should be.
Yeah, I do wonder though, Jen, where the line is, because, you know, who among us is not guilty of a little shouting on the sidelines of, you know, go get the ball or pay attention or stop looking the wrong way, you know, whatever it is that your child is doing.
Completely support, you know, look, the idea of a silent sideline, it'd be a pity if we had to resort to that. Like, you want to be there shouting encouragement and encouraging other children besides yourselves, you know, making sure it's fun. I suppose it's that change from shouting encouragement to shouting abuse, and that's what we're seeing more of happen. You know, some of the swear words that have been directed at children, some of the stories that were reported to me that I covered within the column, it's horrifying to think that adults think this is an acceptable way to behave at a children's match.
Okay, so swear words obviously out, aggression obviously out, but some hearty encouragement.
Yeah, gentle intimidation.
Hearty encouragement
gentle intimidation of your own children. There'll be no treats.
Well, yeah. No, on the other side. Number 8, I'm watching you.
No, not that, Cormac. That's not allowed. Sorry, you went too far. See how easily
your
it happens.
Drive time.
Okay, listen, I'm going to put a call out to our listeners, 51551, for your stories or your thoughts on how to control the sidelines. Jen Hogan, thank you so much for joining us. That's Jen Hogan, Irish Times columnist.